Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. Patricia Traina here with you, and happy Monday to everybody. It is the 12th of April, and before we get into the topic of today's show, just a quick heads up, everybody. So what I am doing is, you know, if you've been listening to this show, you know the last several weeks I've been doing one school a day. I've been having a host or a writer who covers the various colleges come on the show with me to break down the various schools. And that will continue this week. However, for today and tomorrow, I'm actually doing a couple of mock drafts. Today I'm going to do my own mock draft. And then tomorrow I have Nick Filato on the program, and he did a mock draft. He did, I think it was a seven-round mock. So I did a seven-round mock. Nick did a seven-round mock. And the reason for that, okay, I'm just going to be upfront with everybody. I had the COVID-19 vaccine done on Sunday. So I wanted to make sure that you guys had a couple of shows because, you know, just in case I'm out of whack or out of commission for a day or so from any side effects, I wanted to make sure you guys had shows for Monday and Tuesday. So, you know, the plan is to get back with the schools, and I've reached out to several people to try and book additional guests, and hopefully I will have them booked and I'll be able to record those shows on Tuesday. But that's kind of the thinking behind what I'm doing. So, you know, I hope you'll enjoy it all the same. And let me thank everybody for their support. We're off to another great start here at the Locked On Giants podcast for the month of April. And I look forward to bringing you more and more Giants coverage, including the mock drafts, draft prospects, rumors, and all that good stuff. So, okay, let's get into my mock draft. Now, I did a seven-round mock draft using Pro Football Focus's simulator. And I don't pay much attention to the grades that Pro Football Focus assigns to the players. What I'm looking for is production. I'm looking for, is the guy better than he was the year before and the year before that? So those are some of the criteria I look for. I also look for value and I look for need. So let's go ahead and kick this off. The first two rounds are going to be in this segment, and then I'm going to do rounds 3 and 4 in the next segment, and then round 6 in segment 3. All right, kicking it off, round 1, I went with Northwestern offensive tackle Rashawn Slater. And, you know, the more and more I think about this, guys, the more I'm convinced that the Giants are going to go offensive line. I think, you know, if you go back to what Dave Gettleman, the general manager, said, he said that, you know, at some point you got to let the young kids play, and that they were pretty happy with what they have. But right now they still have a hole at guard. And I know what people are probably thinking. They're saying, well, why would you draft a guard or a player that's going to play guard at, you know, 11th overall? It doesn't make sense. But in Slater, I think Slater can be both a guard and a tackle, which makes him a higher value than if he was just, you know, strictly slated, no pun intended, to be a guard. So I like that you have now some security, because this is how I see the offensive line situation kind of playing itself out. I believe that Will Hernandez and Shane Lemieux will compete for left guard. They are both career left guards, and while I know Hernandez is training or has been doing some training for right guard, you just don't make that switch overnight. So if I'm the New York Giants, what I do is I have Hernandez and Lemieux compete for that starting left guard spot. I have Matt Peart, Nate Solder, And then you could, you know, you could throw in Rashawn Slater, I guess, if he's the draft pick. But I think it's going to come down to Matt Paird and Nate Solder competing for that right tackle spot. And then at right guard, if you get Rashawn Slater, you can plug him in at right guard. That's one less position you have to work, you know, you have to worry about. Now, if Solder and Paird are not the answer at right tackle, then what you do is you stick Zach Fulton in at right guard, and you move Slater out to right tackle. So either way, you've got your bases covered. And I just think it makes too much sense not to go in that direction. And I think if you were to pin me down and say, who's it definitely going to be? If Rashawn Slater is on that board, I think he's going to be the pick at number 11, if the Giants stay put at number 11. So just my thinking here. Let's go on to the second round. And, you know, it doesn't matter which simulator I use. It doesn't matter which big board I use. The same guy keeps coming up, and I'm going to go with him again. Penn State tight end Pat Freiermuth. And I'm actually working on an article on him for Giants Country. I also have some video from Jim Mora Jr., who did a bunch of videos with various team writers and whatnot, including yours truly. So I have a video on Mora's thoughts about Pat Freiermuth. As I've noted before, you've got Evan Engram, who's entering the final year of his deal. You know, Kyle Rudolph is on a two-year deal. It's technically a one-year deal because they can get out of it after this year. I just think you need to build up that tight end spot. And, you know, they have Caden Smith, who, for whatever the reason, they keep kind of pushing down the depth chart. They brought back Levine Toilolo, who's only going to be here for one more year. Look, they're going to need to add to that position sooner or later. And then here's the other beauty part of it. If they draft Pat Freiermuth, or any tight end for that matter, now maybe you can move Evan Engram via a trade and get either some additional draft picks in this draft, or maybe some future picks for next year, because Lord knows they're not going to get any future picks. Comp picks in 2022. Plus, you're going to move over $6 million off your books if you're able to trade Evan Engram and replace him with a day one or day two draft pick. I just think it makes too much sense. You know, I mean, if in round one, Kyle Pitts were there, I mean, there's no way you keep Evan Engram. I just don't see it. If you can get Pat Freiermuth, now he's not as athletic as Evan Engram, but, you know, I suspect he could be just as productive, if not more so productive, than what Engram has been. So he's my pick at number two. That really hasn't changed. Now watch, of course, he will go to another team where the Giants will do something else in the second round. But hey, this is my mock draft. That's my pick, and that's what I'm sticking with. So, all right, Giant fans, stay tuned. We will have rounds 3 and 4 of my mock draft. I'm calling this my value mock draft because I have some value picks, including an interesting pick coming up in round 3 that you will definitely want to hear about. So stay with us. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your sportsbook expert. Hey, Giant fans, this is Patricia Traina, host of the Locked On Giants podcast. If you're looking for a way to keep Giants football in the forefront during this offseason, pick up a copy of my new book, The Big 50 New York Giants, The Men and Moments That Made the New York Giants. This 350-plus page book takes a deep dive into the rich history of the Giants franchise, covering every era with stories, photos, and more that take you behind the headlines. The Big 50 New York Giants is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TriumphBooks.com, and wherever books are sold. Pick up your copy today, and thank you to everyone for your support. Hey, welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked On Giants. Patricia Traina here with you, and I'm doing a mock draft, a seven-round New York Giants-only mock draft, what I call my value mock draft. And we're going to continue in just a moment with rounds 3 and 4. But first, get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, again, a reminder, folks, I am looking to try to resume the schools coming up later this week. For those of you who might have missed the opening, I'm trying to put a couple of shows together so that you have the Monday and Tuesday just in the event that the first dose of the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, throws me for a loop. I don't want to leave you guys hanging high and dry, especially with us getting so close to the draft. So, hopefully everything will be okay. I'll advise otherwise on Twitter, but anyway, let's get back to my seven-round Giants mock draft. So on the board already, we have Rashawn Slater in round one, tight end Pat Freiermuth from Penn State in round two. Now, round three, here's a guy that I consider to be a really good value in round three. Now, it was suggested to me that maybe this guy, you take him in round four, but I didn't want to risk it. I really like this guy, and I'm going to share with you some scoops that I've heard about this guy. And this guy, of course, is edge rusher Chris Rumpf II from Duke University. Now, Rumpf is a guy whose stock is actually climbing up draft boards. I have seen him go from being a prospective fifth-round pick to as high as a third-round pick. Rumpf has improved in each year in terms of pressures. He started off with 11 in 2018. He had 48 in 2019, 44 last season, but he increased his sack total to 9. So, gradual improvement from this guy as a situational pass rusher. And he stands 6'4", 235, a little on the light side, but as an outside linebacker in a 3-4, I think he would be a really good fit. And let me just take a look real quick at his coverage grades. His coverage grades, he has a career 105.6, which is, it's not horrible, it's not the greatest, but it's gotten better. He's never allowed a touchdown in coverage. I'm just looking real quick. He's allowed a 66.7% reception rate. And let me see. Most of his snaps have come. He's lined up primarily down as a down lineman. He could line up as a down lineman and also inside in the box. So he's flexible. Now, as far as his gaps, let's see. He's played as a 5 and a 7 and a 9, which would be the 5-7-9 techniques, the three different techniques. So he's a wide rusher. Now, here's a little piece of a scoopage, if you will, that I've gotten from a colleague of mine for what it's worth. I'm told that the Giants have already interviewed Chris Rumpf several times and have done a lot of work on him. So a friend of mine who, is very well connected and occasionally will share, some scoops, basically said to me, you probably want to think about having him in your next mock. Now, again, it was suggested to me that you do a fourth round. I don't know that he's going to necessarily make it to the fourth round, but here's the thing with a guy of rump size, 6'4", 235, you think, okay, kind of smallish, kind of on the smallish side. But this kid is very athletic. He's very quick. And that's really what you want in your linebackers. You want guys who can run, who can move. And I just think this guy checks off all the boxes. You know, you look at the production. The production's not horrible, but you just kind of look at the overall package and some of the things you can do with him. And I just think he's going to be a really good fit for the Giants if he is indeed their pick in the third round. He might even go to the fourth round. You don't know how the board's going to fall, but I have him in the third round as my third round pick. All right, let me move on now to my fourth round pick. In the fourth round, I am drafting interior defensive lineman Milton Williams out of Louisiana Tech. Now, interesting here. According to Pro Football Focus, he is ranked as the fourth best out of 411 defensive interior linemen. But I'm not concerned so much with grades, as I've said before. That doesn't matter to me in terms of how Pro Football Focus has them graded. What I like about Williams, who stands, by the way, he's 6'4", 278 pounds, which is a little light. I get it. It's a little light for a defensive interior lineman. But this is a kid who plays with good power, a guy who, when he gets into his blocks, he sinks his hip. He's got room to add some more bulk, obviously, and has some nice pass rushing moves that allow him to penetrate. And, you know, I think of when Dalvin Tomlinson was here. You know, Dalvin was a big body, obviously, but he had mobility. He was a guy who could penetrate. He wasn't just merely a lane plugger, if you will. Now, the drawback, I think, for Williams is he's not really experienced. I think he has maybe 1 year experience playing internally. He has good explosiveness, but here's the thing. He's only, if you look at his tape, really he got better last year as the season went on. Started off a little on the sluggish side, but he got better and finished strong. So he's probably a developmental project in the fourth round. But you know what? Look, the Giants have defensive linemen they can rotate in. As I've noted before, they've got Austin Johnson, Danny Shelton. Both of those guys are on a one-year deal. You know, B.J. Hill is going to get some snaps at Tomlinson's spot. So he's in the final year of his rookie deal. Next year, there's no way the Giants are going to sign all three. So if you bring in Williams and you get him in the weight room and maybe add some more bulk to him, maybe he can, you know, take on a bigger role the following year. But, you know, for the time being, he's a guy who maybe you get some experience, some snaps to, and just work him into that rotation and see what he can give you, because he does have an explosive first step and some ability as a pass rusher. So would love to see him, you know, really come in and see what he could do in the pass rush. All right, Giant fans, you are listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traynor. I am doing a 7-round value mock draft. Really excited about the first of my 6-round picks, which I will reveal right after this. Please stay with us. Hey, Giant fans, if you haven't tried the all-new Built Bar, you're really missing out. They offer an amazing assortment of flavors, both of the nut and nut-free varieties, which is sure to appease any taste. And can I take a moment to tell you about their new coconut brownie chunk bar? Folks, this is by far my favorite, a Built Bar selection, and a perfect way for me to swap out a meal, or if my day is particularly busy and I need a quick bite, tide me over until my next meal. Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they really taste like you're eating a candy bar, except you're not. You're indulging in a low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber treat that's great for the keto diet or any diet plan you happen to be on. So head on over to BuiltBar.com today and use the special promo code LOCKEDON20 to get 20% off your next order. That's BuiltBar.com with the promo code LOCKEDON20 for 20% off your next order. Welcome back, New York Giant fans, to Locked On Giants. Patricia Traynor here with you, and I'm doing my seven round, actually it's six rounds, but we'll call it a seven round since it is a full draft. My seven round New York Giants mock draft, what I consider my all value mock draft. So in selecting the best available players, I also went for value picks, guys that I think could potentially develop, guys that I think that could give the Giants a wide range of offerings, playing different positions or different roles within the offense or the defense. So I have done my best to put together a compelling mock draft. And of course, would love to hear from you to see what you guys and gals think about it. Before I reveal round six, where I have two picks in round six, obviously the Giants without a fifth round pick, because that pick is due to the Jets in the Leonard Williams trade. April 19th through the 26th is the Locked On Network's ultimate mock draft of 2021, presented by Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network. And it features analysis from the NFL experts Michael Irvin, Brian Baldinger, and Michael Lombardi. That's right, folks. We are going all out on this, so you will not want to miss this. Our local experts are also coming from every team to make trades, to make picks for the next stars of their teams. So you will find out who I picked for the New York Giants. You probably already have figured it out, but hey, it'll be fun to listen to the reasoning as well as see how the rest of the board fell. So make sure you follow the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And again, that kicks off next week, April 19th through the 26th, leads up into the NFL draft. We're really excited about this show. There's going to be video and all kinds of cool things. Folks, check it out. I think you're going to like it. All right, now back to my New York Giants seven-round mock draft. We've got two picks in the sixth round, the Giants' original pick and the pick they acquired from the Arizona Cardinals for the Marcus Golden trade. So my first sixth-round pick is Oklahoma running back, and hopefully I pronounced this correctly because I am horrible with names, but let's here goes nothing. Ramondre Stevenson, 6 foot 246. All right, so he is my first sixth round pick, and he's a bigger back. Kind of on a quick glance, you would think reminds you of a Brandon Jacobs type, but he has the ability to cut on a dime, which is pretty impressive. I mean, he's a really big guy who can, you know, once he gets started downhill, can really, you know, be like a bowling ball, if you think about it, kind of like how Brandon Jacobs was. And also, he's just a load to bring down. So, you know, guys who are generally bigger like that and who run hard, they are guys who are going to pick up yards after contact. Think like Wayne Gallman used to bring. Right, Wayne Gallman was a solid runner who kept his legs running and was very difficult to bring down, so he would come up with the yards after contact. Well, Stevenson is kind of the same mold, if you will. Just loves to hit guys, is a very physical player. Now, there's some drawbacks to this guy. Specifically, sometimes he tippy-toes to the line of scrimmage as if he's just not trusting what he sees. Sometimes he plays a little high with his pads, which, you know, is something that they can coach out of him, I think. And just, you know, in terms of his stats, I think he's had something like 165 carries. So he doesn't have a whole lot of mileage on his legs, but, you know, just the size is very intriguing. And, you know, obviously when you get to the sixth and seventh round, those guys are not necessarily long-term locks, but the size really, you know, to me, just kind of jumped out at me. The production is not horrible. I'm just looking real quick to see what he had In 2019, 64 carries, 515 yards. In 2020, he only played in six games, I think because of the COVID situation, six games, had 101 rushing attempts, 665 yards. So those are averages of 8 and 6.6 yards per carry in each of the 2 years, has 13 career touchdowns. And as a receiver, 28 receptions for, looks like 28 receptions out of 33 targets for 298 yards. So not bad for a small sampling of size. Obviously, you know, for the Giants and their running game, Saquon Barkley is going to be their main back. Devonta Booker is going to back him up. And if you're looking for a developmental type of guy, I just think Stevenson might be, you know, worth taking a flyer on in the sixth round and just see, you know, if maybe you can coach up some of these cons that are in his game. All right. And for the final pick of the New York Giants seven round mock draft, because again, the Giants do not have a seven round pick. That pick was traded to the Denver Broncos in exchange for cornerback Isaac Yiadom. So for the final draft pick of the Giants, I am going to go with cornerback Zach McPherson from Texas Tech. 5'11", 195 pounds. He's a senior, versatile corner who is very physical, also a good fit for special teams. He's played special teams before in college. Let's take a look. He's versatile, can play inside. He can play a little bit on the slot. He can play, on the perimeter, obviously. He has 31.5-inch arms, which, you know, you like to see in your cornerbacks. You like to see them with the long arms because that helps them, you know, swat balls away, especially balls that maybe, you know, create a jump ball situation. So that's good. He's consistent in his tackling. Only missed three tackles, I think, in 57 attempts last season. Can play well with leverage and all that good stuff. And again, a guy who, as the season went on last year, got better and better. There's some work, though, to be done with this player. All stuff that I think is coachable. You know, for example, sometimes he gets caught peeking into the backfield. Sometimes his burst is just not there. His back pedal is a little bit clunky. But again, you're talking towards the end of the sixth round, you know, seventh round, whatnot. You kind of expect, you know, the lower in the draft you go, the more warts players are going to have. But, you know, the Giants right now, I think a cornerback, they're pretty well set. You know, they've added Adoree Jackson to the team with James Bradbury. You know, Darnay Holmes is entering in year two. Julian Love is going to probably be in the mix at cornerback. Isaac Yiadom should still be in the mix. So if you want to take a flyer on a developmental project and a guy who can maybe contribute on special teams, I think McPherson is your guy. And just see what you can develop out of him. Maybe you can turn him into a much more efficient cornerback, a guy who can really step up and give you some additional depth. Because, look, it's a passing league. And as we all know, you can never have too many cornerbacks in a passing league where receivers seem to rule the roost. So, all right, Giant fans, that is my seventh round New York Giants mock draft. What did you think? If you want to tell me, if you want to mock away, you can contact me at LockedOnGiantsPodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. You know, it's we're getting down to the nitty gritty here, and you know, I'll tell you, these mock drafts are not easy to do. I literally did this one a couple of times before I came up with one that I think works for me, but I think, in looking at it, the picks that I feel good about the Giants realistically landing are Slater and Rumpf. I would love to see them land Freiermuth. I don't know that they will prioritize tight end that high. They may go interior defensive line at that spot, but if it were me, I would maybe see if I could get the value in a tight end and then see, like I said, if I can maybe move Evan Engram out and clear some cap space. But that's just me. You know, so anyway, hope you enjoyed the mock draft. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow. Nick Filato of Giants Country, Big Blue View. He's going to be on the program with his mock draft. He did a full mock draft as well. And he had some interesting picks, a lot of which I agreed with, and some of which I just didn't see the logic behind it. But hey, that's the beauty of these mock drafts, is you get different opinions and different logic. So on that note, Giant fans, thank you as always for tuning in. And we'll be back with you again on Tuesday. Have a good one.